Just taking another look at that statistic. The price of cocoa has rocketed past $10,000 per metric ton. I guess that makes an Easter treasure hunt exactly that, a treasure hunt. Our Easter eggs are going to be very much more expensive. This time round, we're going to go to Odemolin Village, the future of the Odemolin Village. The city has proposed traffic alleviation strategies for Maitland, and that impacts the roads immediately adjacent to the Odemolin Eco Village. How will it impact this village? Faiz Evans joins us, co-chair of the Tenants Association of Odemolin Eco Village. Welcome, Faiz. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm happy for the opportunity. So glad I'm getting this opportunity.
What notice did you receive from the Western Cape government?
We were in discussions about 2 years ago about the development, and they had a proposal which they then sidelined, and then they restrategized that proposal now and then put it out to people for comments. You know, what do people think about the development of Odemolin Eco Village? Now, Odemolin Eco Village, I don't know who they were going to give it to. Developers have been in and out there. Consultants have been in and out there. Engineers have been in and out there to do assessments, to do structural assessments. And we were led to believe that they were going to refurbish or renovate a heritage building come January and February. So they wanted the building to be empty, but it now turns out that is not the case, and that they actually want to put the entire place up for development, you know, like they did at the River Club. I suspect it's going to follow the same kind of corruption procedures as the River Club.
Now, that entire space, if you look at Mowbray Golf Club and Rondebosch Golf Club across the way, has been the subject of lots of debate. The necessity for so many golf clubs in that immediate area, and of course the need for housing. Does affordable housing form part of the proposed plans for this area?
What do you consider affordable housing? Is 1.6 million rand affordable housing for starting, for a bachelor? Is that affordable housing? Because that's the standard that is being set. If you go over to the River Club, you'll see a big board there starting from 1.6 million affordable housing. Do you think that our people fall in that bracket? Do people earn enough? Are people earning over 46,000 rand to qualify for a bond of 1.6 million.
Okay, so let's call it unaffordable housing. Is unaffordable housing part of the plan in your mind?
Yes, it is.
It's not just about easing the traffic congestion that happens in that area.
Not at all.
Okay.
So there's another angle to this. If you are going to value properties in that strip, you have Vincent Pilate Hospital, you have a business park, you have Odemolin Eco development, and now you have Garden Village next to it. Vincent Pilate is valued at 100 or billion rand. The business park is valued at whatever the case may be, and then Odemolin will be valued at 4 billion. The people next door is going to suffer gentrification. I can guarantee you that, because all their rates will have to go up because they form part of that whole Garden Village strip.
Okay, so you are saying that this is an effort by the city of Cape Town to get their hands or get developers' hands on the land, and it's not about affordable living. It's not about getting
not at all
poorer communities closer to the city centre.
No, not at all. None of the developments in Woodstock, all of them had that promise.
Okay. Let's accept that.
The main road, all of that buildings is not affordable housing for anybody in Cape Town. It's actually for foreigners.
Let's accept that. Why should the status quo prevail? Why should Odemolin Eco Village remain?
It's got to say, look, that according to my understanding, and this needs to be verified, that land was bequeathed by the Falkenberg family, right, for mental health. That's what's originally, it was Falkenberg Hospital originally. So it kind of has the same status as Rondebosch Common. I would like Rondebosch Common to be an open public space. Falkenberg said, I would like Odemolen Eco Village to be a nice mental health facility for the whole of Cape Town, for the entire Cape Town, basically. So we are now at a point where people need to get together. And I can tell you now, people of all colors, creeds, and races visit Odemolen Eco Village for the horses, to come and play together, to come to my coffee shop, to come and buy compost, to enjoy a garden. And there's a pool there, a community pool that people enjoy over the summer, which all can be developed. The place can be developed. And you can have private investment, and you can have rental, reasonable rental incomes placed on all the places. So the place can look sort of waterfront standard, but still be a public open space. That can easily happen. So there's income generation, there's international income generation, because we have a lot of international tourists that come and stay in the backpackers. There's a guy called Hudson McComb that often hosts international students, PhD students who come and do studies in Cape Town. So the heritage building in my area that I am, there's a molestone which is rumored to be the very first molestone in South Africa. So the value is not in the land. There's no value in putting up housing there. They can do that along the N1. There is thousands of empty spaces in Cape Town that they can develop as a corridor and take the congestion, the traffic congestion around the M5, Alexandra Road, and Berkeley Road, and also the road leading to Pinelands, into Forest Drive. They can alleviate all that congestion if they start developing along N1.
Okay.
And build new roads there along the Maitland Corridor.
Okay, so you're saying those roads can be enabled for the kind of traffic volumes that they are experiencing at this moment in time. It doesn't have to be at the cost of Odemolen Eco Village. Is that what you're
Correct.
Saying?
Correct.
Okay, now let's
Correct. In other words, you're taking an asset, a public asset, and you're turning it into a commercial private asset, basically.
Yeah. So my information is that land, or at least the buildings on the land, are administered by the Department of Public Works. Is that not correct?
Correct, yes. That is correct. And we've been asking them for the last 20 years to upgrade the building, to manage the thing properly. So the local government, they work with the city of Cape Town, obviously, that supplies the... So it's the Western Cape Provincial Government and the city of Cape Town that has been... Look, they've done wonders for the residents that is there. But in hindsight, there should have been more development. You know, there should have been a proposal years ago in order to develop that place into a public space.
Yeah.
So that that's my opinion, 100% my opinion.
Some of those buildings, which used to be the old Falkenberg Hospital, were not optimally used. I don't know what the status of it is at this moment in time. Are they still standing empty?
They're not empty. There's one building that we've emptied that where a wall collapsed, and the wall has been a very contentious issue. I don't know who is responsible for not fixing a wall for over 7 years, one wall on a heritage building.
So current, I don't know if it, so yeah, current tenants yeah. would you paying be paying rent to public service?
We are paying rent to an agency that is managing the property. You know, Rennie's used to manage the property.
On behalf of?
So they're appointed of Public Works.
Of Public.
So they've signed, we've signed leases, and it was strategic. Because 3 years ago or 2 years ago, we signed leases, and this thing coincides with the end of our lease. This development proposal actually will coincide. In other words, all they're going to say is, we don't want to renew your lease. But there's a lot of people that are living there, that are resident there. So there's not only commercial leases, there's residential leases.
Understood.
And there are some people that are squatting there as well, living there. Yeah.
So this is then ultimately an agreement between Public Works and the City of Cape Town for the development of that land, and you are caught in the middle.
And we are caught in the middle, yeah.
Okay.
And the Garden Village people are going to be highly affected by the by any development here. Also, the Pinelands residents is going to suffer tremendous congestion issues getting into Pinelands. You must know Berkeley Road is a major route for people getting into Pinelands, as well as Forest Drive.
Yeah.
You cannot go down at Old Molen side. Old Mutual side, sorry. You cannot. That at 5 o'clock it's impossible, and in the morning 8 o'clock it's impossible to get in and out.
But they're you saying exactly what the city is claiming, that already they have congestion issues with those roads and that they need to sort it out.
Correct. So any development would just exacerbate, would just multiply that problem, like I don't know, tenfold.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a big piece of land. There's going to be no alleviation. I don't know, what are they planning to build bridges from Old Molen onto the M5? Which will then make the M5 10 times what it is at the moment.
Okay, so in response to what the city is embarking on now, according to reports, the city of Cape Town is inviting residents, community members, and interested and affected parties to submit comments and recommendations on the congestion alleviation proposals for Maitland, which includes the space that you occupy, the Eco Village at Old Molen. Now, so it sounds as if it's in the early stages of engagement, public engagement, and that you can voice these concerns, or are you saying it's just a process?
No, you can't voice the concerns. Like we voiced the concerns over at the River Club, it's going to, I don't know where the concerns and who's going to, if they're going to call public forums and make those concerns public, because this is a Cape Town asset. I just want to stress that this is not Pinelands Garden Village. This is an asset that is being used, a state asset that is being used by the entire Cape Town for various activities. We can have a huge economic development for hub there. So, yes, they can make comments. You can go onto the website. I don't know if you have the website, if you could give that to the listeners. I'll forward it to you to give to the listeners that they can click on the link in order to. And I think they only have till the 1st of April.
That is correct. Maybe I should just mention that. Register on or before 1st of April. Send your name, email address, physical address, and the institution, yes, organization you represent or support to OMP.
Correct.
That's omp@westerncape.gov.za if you want to become active in preserving the space in its current form, more or less. But you're saying there's opportunity there for other development within Old Molen,
so
you don't want the character of the place to be lost.
The place has to be developed. That is there's no doubt about that.
So you're looking for middle ground.
We're looking for middle ground. We want the Greater Cape Town to come and say exactly what they want to happen there. In other words, the narrative for the place should be written by Cape Town. It shouldn't be individuals. It shouldn't be just the interest, our interest, not the Tenants Association interest. They shouldn't look at our interest. They should look at the Greater Cape Town. And people of Cape Town should say, you know what? It's nice to come to a farm, or it's nice to come to, we'd like to see more, whatever, parks, we'd like to see a big flea market there. Whatever it is, whatever suggestions Cape Town makes, that should be developed there.
We're going to have to wrap it there. Faiz Evans, Old Molen Eco Village Co-Chair, Tenants Association there, and some of the stresses that are coming to bear at that Old Molen Eco Village.